Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you bestowed on our community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Ms. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of cancellation of city council meetings for November 23rd, 2021 and December 28th, 2021. Mr. Lowe.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, historically the governing body has canceled the second meetings in November and December due to the holiday schedules. Before we denied his consideration to cancel the aforementioned meetings of the city council.
I move for approval.
We have a motion and a second. For no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores. Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Number three, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the city council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss C1 and Chief Skinner to briefly discuss C2, please.
Mayor, members of the council, C1 is a request to extend the current agreement with Becky Thompson for concession services at the sports complex. The agreement is set to expire on October 31st. Due to the public health order, events were halted and did not resume till April of this year. Because of those limited concession services, staff is requesting to extend Ms. Thompson's agreement for an additional year expiring in October of 2022.
Questions or comments from the council?
Mayor, move for approval.
One more, please. Oh, yeah. Chief Skinner.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. What I bring for you tonight is approval of an addendum to the agreement that I brought last council meeting. It's the MOU between us and the HIDTA DEA Drug Task Force. There's an addendum that they added. I don't know if a lot of you are aware that actual federal guidelines for the wearing of body cameras is in federal law enforcement. People are people that are acting in that capacity differs a little bit from what our state legislation and what our own Carlsbad Police Department policy and procedure models. I've thrown in the addendum. I think basically, as you see it going through the addendum, there's what I've boiled it down to is a lot of it's going to remain the same for us. I think the federal guidelines are going to be pulling more in guide with the state. But again, I've had some assurances from our people that, and I think talking with the DEA as well, the DEA reps, the special agent in charge and resident agent in charge of the local field offices assured us that they would not ask us to do anything that would put us in violation of our state legislation and things of that nature. But again, it's kind of a formality. They want the addendum agreed to as well as the actual agreement that we did. But I'll stand for any questions you guys may have on that.
Questions or comments from the council? Thank you, Chief. Councilman Shirley.
Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Here.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number four, consider approval of ordinance 2021-20, an ordinance amending the Carlsbad Code of Ordinances to provide for a new Chapter 9 cannabis, A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance. And we will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members.
During the first special session of the 55th New Mexico Legislature, the legislature adopted House Bill Number 2, now codified as the Cannabis Regulation Act, which legalized the recreational use, possession, sale, manufacture, cultivation, and transport of cannabis and cannabis-derived products. On August 24, 2021, the New Mexico Regulation and Licensing Department Cannabis Control Division published rules to regulate and ensure the safe production, testing, sale, and consumption of commercial and medical cannabis. The Cannabis Regulation Act provides that local governments may adopt time, place, and manner rules that comply with the Act and locally regulate the sale, production, transport, possession, and consumption of cannabis and cannabis-derived products. The City of Carlsbad has chosen to exercise the authority granted by the Cannabis Regulation Act to create and put in place a local ordinance that regulates the time, place, and manner in which cannabis and cannabis-derived products may be possessed, sold, manufactured, produced, cultivated, transported, and consumed recreationally within Carlsbad. The City's Planning Department, Legal Department, Clerk's Office, Police Department, and Utilities Department have worked together to build a comprehensive ordinance intended to provide a safe and orderly framework for the recreational possession, sale, manufacture, production, and cultivation, transport, and consumption of cannabis and cannabis-derived products. The result of this effort is the ordinance before you tonight titled the Carlsbad Cannabis Regulation Ordinance.
Questions or comments for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. I'm sorry. Counselor?
You know, the only thing I have a question about is I asked you earlier today about the word churches with schools. It wasn't in there that I saw. Is it going to be put in there, or is it just assumed, or what?
It's not in here. You're talking about the buffer of 300 feet.
Yeah.
We reflected what the state act said. The only thing that they pointed out to provide a buffer was schools and child daycare. So we just stuck with that. We didn't add anything else to it.
Can churches be with that? Can we add that in churches? It's just my opinion.
Okay. It's in. You might want to put an amendment on that. If you desire. Councilman Rodriguez.
Sir, I see under section 922, prohibited locations and activities, under A, says all measurements for the purpose of determining the location of a licensed premises in relation to schools or daycare centers shall be the shortest direct line measurement between actual limits of property and daycare center and child care. So, I mean, that part of it is in there. I'm not really understanding the question.
I just thought the word churches should be in there also. Daycares and churches. That's all.
Like alcohol?
Yeah, just like alcohol.
Denise, would you like to comment on that?
The state statute that the New Mexico legislature passed, Mr. Walterscheid, did not specify any type of regulation of locations between places of worship and cannabis establishments. So in drafting the Carlsbad ordinance, we did not include that because the state did not include it. So we tracked what the state did.
I just wish we could put it in there. I would wish that we could include that. That's just my opinion. You ask us what we think. That's my thing. So I don't know how we could, if that's something everybody would like or not like, or do you really care, you know, kind of thing. I care.
Okay. Yeah, there'll be time in just a little bit to add an amendment.
Okay.
Further question for Mr. Patterson?
Mayor, I have a question.
Councilor.
Mr. Patterson, it says cannabis may only be publicly consumed in approved consumption areas.
Mm-hmm.
If I might have mistaken, where are the areas located at?
They'll be licensed just like the retail stores. The state has a specific guidelines that they require if you want to have a cannabis consumption area. So they'll have to first get their state license and then provide that information to us for it to be allowed. So you can't just publicly consume it. You have to be in a specific area designated as a consumption area.
So
just like alcohol. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Worried about the simple fact I don't want to be walking my daughter at the beach and smelling marijuana.
Right. I believe that's still not, that's not allowed.
Further questions for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Yes, ma'am. And would you state your name for the record, please?
Yes. Hello, my name's Yvette Leos. I've been in the cannabis industry since 2009, so in the medical part of it. So I started in with psychiatry. So Dr. Musselman and I got it approved for it to be endorsed. I'm not going to battle the fact about cannabis and stuff like that. The only thing I'm asking is I'm now going to be an owner of my own dispensary with the same, well, they're going to stay silent, but it is a provider, a doctor, as well as a business owner. So right now where we're located is actually an existing bank. So with me working on the medical cannabis side, what I was asking was if I could use a drive-through for the medical cannabis patients only, or if it gets confused, just take it off the ordinance. How we'll control that, just like a bank, the cameras that I seen, you could see the color of the people's teeth. That's how close the camera will come up, so I could see the medical cannabis card as well as the ID. You could move the camera to see who the passenger is, so there's not money, you know, if we see it done, we could actually see it, it's being recorded, and we could, call the police department. In the past, I did educate Carlsbad Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, Task Force. Task Force actually worked with us for a little while, and state and, you know, the code enforcement, all that stuff. They've already went in prior to, so they've, the community has kind of been educated in the law enforcement part. I think the lack of education needs, you know, there's a lot of it, and education needs to be done on this. My partners were asking if that can be lifted or a compromise on the drive-through part.
Counselor?
One concern I would have, if I may address.
Yes.
One concern I would have is that the state of New Mexico doesn't allow drive-up liquor sales. I don't see where the drive-up cannabis sales would be allowed.
Correct. So we are, by law, we have to have 10% of medical cannabis available to any card holder. Although we are recreational, we are not just recreational. By law, we have to hold a percentage. So therefore, we're medical. We have one in Santa Fe that's drive-through, one in Roswell, two in Ruidoso, and I believe another one's going up in Roswell. So the cannabis industry is already drive-through.
Okay. Ms. Boyer, do you have anything to add to that?
Mr. Mayor, as written, our current ordinance does not allow drive-through, and that's to protect the health and safety of the public in the sense that cannabis products, recreational cannabis products, are only allowed to be possessed, used, consumed by persons 21 years of age and older. A drive-through mechanism may make it more difficult to monitor persons under age 21 when you can't lay eyes on the consumer.
Right.
And also our thought process in saying no drive-through in our ordinance was that it would be similar to alcohol sales.
Okay.
That prohibited, so you know, drive-through.
Can you do curbside? Here's the thing.
Sales are not allowed outside of the establishment in accordance with our ordinance as written, as currently written.
Okay.
And it needs to be consumed or purchased inside the establishment.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Ms. Shirley?
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. My name is Tiffany Shirley, and I'm here representing myself as a community member as well as the Carlsbad Community Anti-Drug and Gang Coalition. We primarily work with young adults in prevention as far as drug and alcohol abuse, and so our concerns are definitely wrapped around our youth. I know we're not here to debate legalization. It's already done. We just want to make sure that it's done in a way that protects our youth. We do have major concerns about items such as drive-through or delivery services. I looked. Is there anything stating delivery in this ordinance?
Mayor Janway, Ms. Shirley, there is provisions in here that persons are allowed to possess and transport cannabis products. And as you probably are aware, the state statute defines couriers or people that deliver the products, you know, to the consumer. So, yeah, there are provisions for that in here. And again, it's something that the state licenses. Just like a server in a consumption area is something that the state has to license and make sure that the establishment complies with all the state rules and regulations.
Okay.
So, yes, there are provisions in there regarding transporting of cannabis products.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that. Yes, the only other thing I really wanted to kind of chime in on is, as Councilman Walter Schreib was saying, the distance from churches, from parks, those are things that the county ordinance is addressing. And so I would like to urge you to consider amending that to include the 300 feet from the property line of a church or park, just as it is for a school or daycare. Those are concerns, like I said, that had been brought up at the county level as well, and that they are working on those implementations. So it would not be, you know, out in left field. It would be congruent throughout our county. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of the ordinance. Now, Councilor.
I would like to consider it, but I would like to first change that wording. If we could we change it? Is that possible?
As long as it's legal. And we'll get Ms. Boyer's opinion here.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Walter Scheid, you may make an amendment to the ordinance if you desire, and that could be part of the motion that the whole council considers.
I would like to make that amendment. We put the word church with schools and daycares and that kind of thing. All in favor? You know, is that what we need?
Is that everything okay with that?
You are allowed to make that amendment, yes, okay. Sir.
Counselor?
I've got another amendment I would like to consider. Yeah. And if it's make a motion after that, if I may.
Okay.
On page 20, section 935 under utilities, we have in the ordinance a required connection to a 10-inch water line. I believe that's going to be very exclusive and limiting in scope, mm-hmm. as to where businesses can actually be located. Mm-hmm. I understand the concern is having sufficient water and water pressure for the cultivation of the plants. Although the 10-inch line doesn't necessarily address that, because a 10-inch line would then have a three-quarter, a one-inch, a two-inch line tap off of it. What I would like to amend this to say is that in the cultivation plan, the business determined their weekly, monthly, annual water be made a part of the cultivation plan that they present to the city. Have our city director of utilities have a look at that and make sure that we do not deprive anyone downstream of that business of volume or pressure through the operation of this new business. I would further like to ask that ultrasonic meters be installed on those so that we have more tighter reading ability and control of the water use that goes into that business, because the water use will be something that will be critical to the city of Carlsbad. I'd also like, I'd like to amend 937A to include that wording regarding the ultrasonic meter, the inclusion of weekly, monthly, and annual water use in the cultivation plan to be reviewed and approved prior to by our utility director.
Ms. Boyer only got the first part of that.
Got it.
Her hand is literally smacked.
She's writing fast. Got it.
Got it? Okay. In essence, it's just the cultivation ban being approved by the city of Carlsbad before they're allowed to move.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also under 922A, the inclusion of the words church and park in prohibited activity.
Okay. Okay. Councilor?
I have one question about Councilman Rodriguez. The addition of church and parks, I believe we need to include the 300 feet distance, which is consistent with the alcohol ordinance as well. Is that correct?
Yes. And I believe that is in there. That distance is in there. But
oh, is it in there? I apologize.
Daycare, so just adding the words would associate it to the 300.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Boyer, have you got it all?
I believe so. Mr. Mayor, may I make a friendly suggestion here?
Yes.
We may want to be a little more specific than church and perhaps indicate places of worship or something like that to include the broadest amount of
place of worship, house of
places
worship.
Places. Yeah. That I think is your intent, Mr. Walterscheid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I like. That would be a very adequate adjustment to that.
So.
Does the council understand the amendments and the motion?
I believe so.
So I would make a motion with those amendments.
Okay.
I'd second those.
Everybody understands? Okay. We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes. Mayor, can I say one thing?
Counselor.
So now that this has been approved, would it be appropriate? I mean, I don't think any of us know enough about making a decision or recommendation one way or another about having drive-throughs, but I'm pretty sure that Mrs. Leos has done her homework, and considering what her husband does for a living, I think it's pretty appropriate that she probably knows what she's talking about. So I think we should do a little studying on that. I mean, obviously, this is a living document. We're going to constantly be making amendments, but I think since this is approved as an ordinance, I think that immediately or as appropriately as possible, get with Mrs. Leos and maybe do some homework on what drive-through possibilities are, because I don't think she'd be making that recommendation if she hadn't done her homework. So.
I agree. So, thanks. Number five, council committee reports. Is there any councilors have any updates on committees?
And get to it.
Okay.
I would just like to, it's not actually a report, but I would like everyone to know that in this month's issue of New Mexico Magazine, our lodger's tax money have full page ads in the magazine, in the first five pages. Night of Lights, Make Carlsbad Christmas, Christmas on the Pecos, as well as the Carlsbad Main Street District. So
great.
Our promotional tax dollars at work and hopefully bringing those people in, but
great.
It's good to see that.
Thank you. Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number six. And I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
I move the motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Wait, somebody wanted to say something.
I think everyone in the medical cannabis industry would agree with churches. I agree with it. I agree with parks. So I think that would be it would be okay to do it. I mean, no one will ever.
Okay, thank you.
Second.
We have a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes, sir.
We're adjourned.
Thank you, Lisa. We'll see you soon.